الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat al-Karima, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala compares two types of people. Yeah, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Can that person be equal whose heart Allah has opened for Islam? فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. And that person has got nur from Allah ta'ala. Nur filled in his heart. Compared to a little bit in front, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Comparing, can he ever compare with that person who's trying to save himself from the azab on the day of Qiyamah with his face? The face is the most respectable, honorable thing of a human being. And normally, in a fight or something, somebody will come for your face, to slap you on the face, etc. And azab on the day of Qiyamah in Jahannam will also come on the face. And natural instinct, without thinking, a person to save anything that comes to your face, somebody wants to punch you, hit you, throw something with your hand, you save it. But this person's hands will be fastened behind his back. So he can't use his hands to save his face. Now with his face, he will try and save himself. Move his face to try and save himself. أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So can the two ever be compared? They can't be compared. That person whose heart Allah has opened for Islam and nur of Allah has come into his heart. And that person who hasn't got that and he'll be facing adab and his hands are fastened behind his back and adab is coming on his face and now he wants to save his face with his face. You can't save your face with your face. You need something else to save it. So yeah, that is one aspect which we should keep in mind and make shukr for the great wealth and treasure of Iman and Islam. And make dua and effort that we stay on Iman and Islam and that when we die with Iman and Islam. Otherwise, the times are so hard that it appears it may be that time which has been referred to in the hadith, that a person will wake up in the morning as a Muslim and by the night he will be a kafir. Or at night he will be a Muslim, by the morning he'll be a kafir. And with all the fitnas of porn, etc., all the other filthy, dirty things, and today you don't have to go out of your house for all this, it's right in your palm. All this fitnas are with you. In the toilet they are with you. Where in your bed they are with you. Everywhere this fitnas are. And a person's mindset can change easily. May Allah protect us. So that person, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, whose heart Allah has opened for Islam. And Islam has entered and is so happy with Islam that بَزُبَانِ قَال, either with the tongue which he says or بَزُبَانِ حَال, his condition is such that he says رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا, I'm so happy, Allah is my Rabb. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, and Islam is my deen. وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. Then that Muhammad صلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ is my Rasul, my Nabi. And he feels joy in his heart that Allah has blessed him with this. That this is when Islam comes into a person. Yeah, also we should understand one very, very important point. And that is that we have entered into Islam. We are Muslims. We are born Muslims or even a revert. We entered into the fold of Islam. If we were born Muslims, then when we became conscious, we accepted we are Muslims, we didn't revolt and go and accept some other religion or something, we accepted we are Muslims. So this is, we have entered into Islam. Or a revert enters into Islam, so we have come into Islam. But another very, very important thing is to bring Islam into us. That these are two separate things. Like a student takes admission in the madrasa, he's accepted everything. Now he is accepted. Madrasa has accepted him. But now he must accept the rules of the madrasa. He must accept all the conditions of the madrasa. When he comes to, he has accepted, they gave him a form, letter of acceptance, you are accepted as a student. But that doesn't mean now he's finished Hafiz, he's finished Ali. He'll have to come to the madrasa, abide by all the rules and regulation, complete the 2-3 years for Hafiz, the 6-7 years for Alim course, then he'll be completed. So Islam we have accepted. Just by accepting Islam is not finished. Now all the rules, we have to abide by the rules and regulations of Islam. All that has to come into us. And like a student, we find it very commonly, some students who perhaps are not regular for namaz, they have problems all the time. They don't attend class and classes, they have problems all the time. So also in Islam, if we don't abide fully, we'll also have problems. Where we don't make our namazes regularly, we don't abide by the laws of Islam. We are in Islam, we are Muslims, but we don't accept some Muslims don't abide by one law of Islam also. So if a student, for example, comes to the madrasa and he doesn't abide by a single law, he doesn't come for classes at all, he doesn't come for namaz at all, yeah, we are such, we will expel the student, but Allah's fazl, that Allah still doesn't expel us from Islam. But we can understand what the condition of that person's Islam, who doesn't. And then there are others who do half-half. Some quarter, three-quarter, some half-half. They abide by some laws they break them. And those who abide fully, they are the ones who are most successful. Who do everything. And as human beings, which has been acknowledged also by our deen, that nobody can be perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. In the awwalun nas, awwalun nasin. The first of mankind, Adam alayhi salam, was the first to forget also and err. So we are also, but that person who makes tawbah then. As soon as you have made a mistake, you make tawbah, istighfar, you correct yourself again. The minute you went off route, come back on route, that is tawbah. To commit sin, you have lost your direction, you have gone in the wrong direction. Tawbah, you come back again on the right direction. So that Allah Ta'ala has granted us. So we have to make an effort, and this is what I'm trying to say to myself, to everyone, that we are in Islam, alhamdulillah, Allah has accepted us. We have read kalima, we are Muslims, alhamdulillah, but now we have to make a full out effort and tell more that the whole of Islam comes into us also. Otherwise, our example, if we have just got superficial Islam, outward Islam, Islam just by name, we are just Muslims by name. If you look at that person, you can't recognize him from any side as a Muslim. But by name he's a Muslim, and some people, even their names are not Muslim names. But they are Muslims, they know we are Muslim, especially those people where there's lot of ignorance, jahalat. Like in the Mewat area, perhaps now also, but in many other areas, before the time of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, the Mewatis commonly, they had a Hindu name also and a Muslim name also. They should make Eid also, they should make Diwali also. So they were like both. A jahalat, ignorance, lot of, in the world today, there's still so much ignorance about deen. People got no knowledge about deen. They are just ignorant. Their names also are not Muslims. Their appearance are not Muslims. But in their heart, they are Muslims. They know, they realize, they believe we are Muslims. And fuqaha, jazahumullah khair, have said that if a person just says that my beliefs are according to certain person, then that person's beliefs are correct, Allah will accept him also. But of course, that's not first and direct entry into Jannah. Those will be for the first class people. For the VIPs who will go direct, these people will have to go through trials and difficulties perhaps in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. So anyway, that kind of a person also says I'm a Muslim. Another person by name is a Muslim. Another person just by dressing is a Muslim. Some people just by their one namaz a week, they are Muslim. Some people one namaz a year, Eid namaz only they make. And that is what is the proof that they are Muslims. In one elementary reader, it's written there that a ustad asked his students, are you Muslims? She asked why one student, are you a Muslim? He said, yes, I'm a Muslim in the madrasa class. How do you know you are Muslim? He says, I eat meat. Because Hindus don't eat meat, we eat meat. So, he said, you are a meat-eating Muslim. Ghosht khawa waru Musalman. You only eat meat. He asked another one, you're a Muslim? He said, yes. How do you know you're a Muslim? I wear a red fez, like the Turkish fez, which at one time was a symbol of Islam in the world, when the Ottoman Empire was in power. So he said, you're a Muslim, red topi Muslim. Because you are a Muslim only by your topi and red color topi. Like that he asked a few. One person said, I'm a Muslim because I believe in Allah and I follow the commands of Allah. That is a true Muslim. So that in every way, your outside, your inside, all, you are genuine and true Muslims. So this we have to make from the start, from the belief which is in our heart, even if you don't know La ilaha illallah, but you say, I'm a Muslim. You're a Muslim. By Allah, inshallah, Allah will accept you as a Muslim, but it will be not so easy for you, but you're a Muslim. And then you go on to the details and the start, the ending of your whole journey towards Allah Ta'ala brings you back to the start again. Al-Nihaya al-Aud ilal-Bidaya. That your Nihaya, your end is a return to the starting again. What is the starting of our journey to Allah? La ilaha illallah. But usually as small children in a madrasa class, they read loud on top of their voices. They're reading kalima loud, loudly. But it's an empty kalima. What is the meaning? They don't know at all. Small children, 4 years, 5 years old, empty. Your journey is that the same La ilaha illallah is the end. But now it is full. That capsule is full. Now you know the meaning. You know the deeper, the more depth in it, the more insight into it. And so much so that Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali was such a great buzurg. One of the main khulafa of Manana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. In one poem he says a dua that mujhe maut na aaye. Oh Allah, let me not die. Jab tak ke main raaz-e-tauheed se aaga na ho. Until I don't understand what is La ilaha illallah. Like that we all feel we have understood it. But it is also, there is no end to understanding of La ilaha illallah. And in everything you see, Allah is the doer. Good, bad, good conditions, bad, you understand behind, Allah is the doer. Everything, my whole life is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And so that reality of Tawheed comes, where you negate not only everything in the world, you negate your own self also. You even negate your efforts. We are responsible for effort. We have to make effort. But my effort also is nothing, only Allah's fazl. Where you see Tawheed and you see Allah in depth, and in everything you see Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in Rawalpindi in Pakistan. I had the good fortune of doing tafsir under him during Rajab, end of Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Adhan. In Pakistan, it's quite common till now, they do a lot of crash courses in tafsir, firaqa batila, the wrong groups which are in Islam. And on many things they have during this holiday period, and students from various madaris come and gather at this place. So Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to have Dora Tafsir during this two and a half months. I also had the good fortune from Dioband we went, and I attended his classes there. So anyway, at a much later stage when I went again, I met Maulana. He told me one thing. He said that the world knows me as Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Tawheedi, because so much of Tawheed he should speak. Very much against the Barilwis and their wrong beliefs about going to the Qabars, all the wrong beliefs that they have got in which they make shirk. He should speak very much against that. So he says that they call me Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Tawheedi. But he says our Tabligh brothers, and they've got lot of hikmat and wisdom, they should call me always for imtihan in Raiwind. So when I should go for imtihan, we should mix with them there, and we should see what their condition is. So he says, then I realized that my whole life, though I'm known in the world, especially in Pakistan, as Tawheedi, the man who speaks on Tawheed. But he said, I only explained half Tawheed. That my whole life, I said, मुर्दों से कुछ नहीं होता. द डेड कांट डू एनीथिंग. दिस पीपल गो टू द कबर्स एंड मेनी पीपल हैव गॉट दिस. नॉट ओनली द बरेलवीज, द लॉट ऑफ पीपल हू दे बिलीव इन द एंसेस्टर्स. That if you don't do this for your ancestor, this will happen. If you don't slaughter a goat on a certain day, this will happen to you. If you do anything against many, one understand the truthfulness of Islam. But they say, if I accept Islam, my ancestors will become angry with me. And then my life will get messed up. Their object is also only dunya life. Really a true person, his object is life of akhirah. Whether your whole life of dunya gets messed up doesn't matter. Because you are on iman, you are on the truth, you maintain it. And because of that, if your life gets messed up, a person shouldn't worry. Allah is not that he will mess your life up. But our object must be akhirah. So they are very worried of their dunya's life. And they feel the ancestors control them. So anyway, so he said, my whole life I said, the dead, the ancestors can't do anything. The big, big peers and hajas at the qabr, they make uras, etc. Those people can't do anything for you. But and he said, I only explained half tawheed. A person who goes in jamaat for three days, he explains full tawheed. He says, murda se bhi nahi hota, zindo se bhi nahi hota. The dead also can't do anything, the living also cannot do anything. Ek Allah se hota hai. And more detail, mujhse bhi kuch nahi hota. When Allah declared for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his object of and mission of coming was hidayat of mankind. But Allah declared, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot give hidayat to whom you want to. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives hidayat to. So everything, rosy, hidayat, health, good well-being, afiyat, salamati, everything is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So this has to come into us. That is the end of it, where you get into the depth and where you come to the position, لا معبود إلا الله, لا مشهود إلا الله, لا محبوب إلا الله. Allah is everything. There is nothing. And dil mera ho jaye ek maidan e ho, my heart becomes an empty piece of ground. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. You only see Allah Ta'ala. Your thoughts are with Allah all the time. So that is the end. So the beginning is that empty kalima. And you traverse, if you walk this path, you don't sit somewhere on the path. You don't go off the path somewhere. You carry on, you'll come to the end where reality of Tawheed will come. And how Mubarak is not that person whose mod comes on this Tawheed. With this reality of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, for such people, it comes in the hadith, when Allah Ta'ala says, Malakul Maut, go and fetch the ruh of so and so, and don't torment him, don't put him to any sawal, jawab, questioning, nothing, I've tested him already. He has proven to be 100% successful. Just give him all his pleasures and namats and enjoyments. From the time of his maut, already he sees this. In the qabr, more greater. Day of Qiyamah, even more greater. And then forever in Jannah. So this reality has to come into us. Not just a superficial Islam. One example that comes to mind is like today, which we are generally fooled about so greatly, is our juice that we drink, juices. In fact, one time I myself, one friend of mine brought pomegranate juice and adaram, anar. Is very healthy for the, very good for the heart. So I went looking from shop to shop for pomegranate juice. Very good. But alhamdulillah, I came to realize that there is no pomegranate in it. It's only blend, or it is only synthetic, or it is only essence. It's just water. There is no pomegranate. Mango juice, there is no mango in it. And they write on top, they advertise it, how stupid they make us, 100% fruit blend. 100% mango blend. It's just bland. It's just the flavor of it. Just the essence of it. There is nothing. It's only water. And we thinking we're drinking grape juice. Very good. And apple juice. Very good for the heart. Or pomegranate juice. Very good. It's nothing. It's just water. So that is just for us. Today we can't even. They've made us so stupid fools that we pay so much for juices. And there is nothing. Just drink water. It's only the taste that a person is going after. And the taste is only on the 3-4 centimeters of the tongue. After that it's gone down, there's no more taste in it. And the best thing to drink, of course, is pure water. But we haven't got taste for water. Doctor will say you must drink 7-8 glasses of water. We can't drink it. Juice we can drink a lot. And there are a lot of the preservatives in the juices, in everything, sweets, ice cream, all the preservatives are very unhealthy for a person. But that we enjoy. So what I'm trying to show, that our Islam must not be, we just got a blend of Islam, outward show, like the juice is only water, just taste of mango, or just taste of apple. So it mustn't happen that we are just empty, but we just got a taste of Islam on us. Our outward show is just the taste. Our dressing is like Islam. Name is like Islam. We make a namaz and that is our proof, but we got no connection with Allah. We're making our namazes also, whatever namaz, once namaz a year, one namaz a day, five times namaz. We come to Allah's house, which should be already make, if you go to the president's house, you go to the mayor's house, you go to the house of a, just an ordinary counselor, you already think, I'm going to the council. We come to Allah's house, no thought we have, that I'm going to Allah's house. And then we got an appointment with Allah. If we get an appointment with the president of the country, any small country in the world, and you get an appointment with your president, with the president, it's like a big thing. Yeah, we get the appointment. Allah gave us. We didn't ask for the appointment. Allah made the appointment compulsory upon us. Five times a day that you must come to me and meet me. But we don't think anything of it. So it's just an outward form of namaz. Just a blend of namaz. Just the essence and the flavor of namaz. And flavor of Islam. The reality is not there. So this is what is required, that reality comes. And for example, you have juice, which is just like that. One is you make juice at home. You make orange juice. When it's orange season, lot of oranges, genuine, pure orange juice. You make apple juice. Pure apple juice you get. That is pure. But what you buy, that is just for show. It is, and there is nothing in it. It is just for taste. And of course, cold drinks are even worse than juices. The harms that are in cold drink are much more worse than what are in juices. And juices normally we feel is very good, but that also is just an outward show. And the best is water. And if you make juice at home, so what we have to make is our Islam must be like that, pure juice, pure mango juice, pure avocado, pure apple, pure grape. That we know has got value, and that is what is the correct thing. So we also in our Islam don't have an outward form of Islam, that we just a woman in her burqa, etc., she feels happy, I'm a Muslim. Or we make five times namaz, we feel happy, we are Muslims. We are, alhamdulillah. But bring the truth of it. Don't let it be imitation. One thing, anything, imitation. If you are getting married and you give your wife, you tell her, I'm going to give you diamonds, diamond necklace, and you give her imitation diamond necklace. How angry won't she become? So our Islam also, if it's imitation, and at the time of Maut, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this very beautiful example, that if you got a parrot and you taught it kalima, you taught it azan, salam, under normal conditions, when it's in its comfort zone, it will say salam so nicely, you'll get happy, your visitors will get happy, it will make zikr also, it will do everything. But one day, if the cage of the parrot, the door was left open and the cat got inside, or the parrot was outside and it came in the claws of the dog. Dog wanted to eat it now, or the cat wanted to eat it now. It will forget all that imitation things of it. It was just on its tongue. The kalima, zikr, adhan, salam, whatever. It will forget all that. And its original taping, the original which is in the heart, that only will come out. So at the time of Maut also, Allah Ta'ala says, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in your heart will be taken out. Like the aeroplane, if it crashes, Allah saves all aeroplanes, then they look for the black box. In there everything is kept, what happened to the last moments, what was spoken, all the recordings is in a black box. So our black box, may Allah make it a white box, the heart, in there all, and at the last moments, are we connected with Allah. Our whole life we are not connected with Allah. Even those who are making namaz, but we are not connecting with Allah Ta'ala. We haven't got that connection. Just an outward show, our namaz, our ibadat, our Islam, everything. Then at the time of maut, when that black box will be taken, that box will be taken. And then at that time it will be seen whether there was what was in the heart. That is what is important, not what was on the tongue, but what was in the heart, that is important. So this year that when Allah, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهَ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, whose heart Allah opens up for Islam, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورِ مِنْ رَبِّ, and Allah puts nur into that heart. And when this ayat was revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah reward them. In all matters, they taught us our deen. Immediately they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like we also heard this ayat, I tried to translate it, I tried to explain it, but perhaps it didn't come in our mind that we should ask, how can we know whether this nur has come, whether my heart has opened up for Islam. We perhaps just take it for granted, I'm Muslim, Islam is in my heart and I got nur. But the Sahaba were not like that, they were of a complete different frame of mind. They asked immediately, هَلْ لَهُ مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ, are the signs by which we can know. They were practical Muslims. They wanted to know. They asked immediately, are there some signs which we can know that my heart is open for Islam, that Allah has put nur in my heart? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bala, yes, there are signs of them. Three signs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, by which a person can know whether his heart is open for Islam, and nur of deen, and nur of Allah has come in his heart. The first one, At-tajafi anidaril ghurur, that your disinclination from the world of deception. Dunya is dhoka, that you are not fooled by the dunya. All the tricks of dunya, the temptations, the big buildings, big income, wages, bank balances, investment, this, until you don't realize these are toys, your iman is not made. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبُ, all these things of dunya are just play and just toys. They are just pastimes. There is no reality. But today, how we'll fight for dunya's things? It's a reality in our hearts. But a person who has got iman, he will know these are just toys and they are nothing. Just like small children, they play with their toys. If somebody, big people go and kick their toys, how angry don't they become? They bring the roof down, they scream. We do that. We don't scream so loud. We make big court cases. We have court cases which carry on that you broke this of mine, you damaged my car, you did this, all these things, and these are all toys. So that's the first sign. And the second sign, well, inabatu ila daril khulud, an inclination towards the house which is permanent. Dunya is temporary and is dhoka, deception. That life which is permanent, your heart inclines to that. You're thinking of your life in the qabr on Qiyamah's day. You're thinking of getting Jannah. Allah must save me from Jahannam. Inclination towards that. Well, istidat lil maut qabla nuzulihi, and to be ready for maut before maut comes also. And then Allah Ta'ala explains, if this you don't find in you, that is because your hearts are hard. And your hearts are hard because there is no zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And in order to come to the zikr of Allah, make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif will soften your hearts, will soften your body, and then you will incline to the zikr of Allah. When the zikr of Allah is made, it's like you are plowing the heart. Like a land, a farm, if you don't plow it, you just put the seeds on top. Everything will blow away with the wind. Water will make it flow away. But when you made the ground soft and you put the seeds inside, so zikr will do that, and Quran Sharif tilawat, then all these qualities will come. Then the true Islam will come into a person. Otherwise it will just be a show of Islam, just an outward show. And also, if our outside is not of Islam, the inside we got Islam. An example is of this is, somebody goes for Hajj Umrah and brings Zamzam water for you, and he brings khajur for you from there. But he put that Zamzam in a beer bottle, cleans it up properly, park that in a castle lager beer bottle, any other beer bottle, and he gives it to Maulana Imam Sahib. And Maulana says, Zamzam, I must look after, he puts it in his fridge. And some visitors came and they opened the fridge. Oh, in Maulana's house, beer water. Eh? But inside is Zamzam. So it's not good that you put Zamzam in a beer bottle. So you got Islam inside, but your outside is like a Christian. The outside is like a Jew, worse than a beer bottle also. And your outside is like Western people, jeans, shirts, all the torn jeans you wear, all those things you wear, but inside you got Islam. Or somebody bring khajur from Medina Sharif. But he wraps it up in that newspaper where all these filthy women sell themselves, advertise themselves. Now he gives it to Maulana, and Maulana put it in his house nicely in his bedroom, very valuable Medina Sharif khajur. Some visitors come, they say, oh, Maulana has got all this newspaper advertisement of all this filthy, dirty woman. Why Maulana has got all this? But inside is khajur. So like that, you got khajur of Medina in your heart. You got zamzam of Makkah in your heart. But your outside is like all that filthy. So the outside, when Islam will come, let it come properly. And not only that, we have Jummah Muslims. Friday, proper kurta, everything. And Jummah we come. Rest of the week, oh, we dress like the non-Muslims. And we don't even come to the masjid. Let us not be one day in the week, in the year Muslims. Each day we are good Muslims. After that, not. This is what Allah wants. We have entered Islam. Bring not only Islam, the whole of Islam into us. And a person who makes this niyat, he won't get the whole of Islam. That if Allah gives somebody. But otherwise, it's beyond us really to be submitted. But if you're on that road, Allah will pick you up from dunya and give you the whole of Islam and put you in your qabr. If you are on that road, if you're not on that road, you won't get the whole of Islam. May Allah give us all topic. Wa akhiru da'wana.